Time now for Praying Pals with host Stacey Ruth Stulting.
As some of you might remember, when I was 15, I wrote a Christian book entitled Still Holding Hands. And it was about my grandparents' lives and their fight with my grandpa's Alzheimer's disease and how their faith and romance influenced their lives and mine. It was a beautiful story, and I really saw what a true, loving Christian marriage was like, and I saw the true love of Jesus expressed as my grandma took care of Papa Ray. Well, Papa Ray's been with Jesus for quite a while now, and it's now Grandma Hilda who needs the care. Grandma Hilda is very frail now, but she still sings Jesus Loves Me, and she sings it with me. She may be one of the physically weakest, but God still strongly uses Grandma Hilda. Nurses and nurses' aides report how her sweetness has been used to encourage them. And oh yes, her childlike faith and love reflect that of Jesus. Today, I am reminded constantly about how much God uses those whom the world may say are too weak. Today, I boldly encourage you to never discount someone because of weakness. I have traveled the country. I've been on many different programs, ranging from Fox News to various Christian radio major shows and such. And I only want to proclaim Jesus' name. And I see this time frame with my grandma is very precious. I'm spending a lot of time with her, and that is more important to me than worldly fame. And I say that very sincerely. And because of having a lot of different so-called connections throughout the country, even knowing Terry Schiavo's brother, things like that, I've heard many stories throughout the country of a right-to-die movement. And it's in regards to other people sacrificing, essentially, the care of their elderly loved ones on the altar of convenience. Today I encourage you to reach out and take care of your loved ones, and do everything to be pro-life and to treasure the elderly even when they're at their weakest. The world exalts the strong yet kills the weak. We see that all the time. But the Lord exalts the humble, and the Lord has the final word, always. So I encourage you to apply His word, fight for what's right, defend the defenseless, and I encourage you to go to our website, unitetheusa.org, to learn ways to protect the lives of your very elderly. There are various links in our latest newsletter there. And pray for the elderly. Reach out to them. Be sure that the right people have the powers of attorney, the medical powers of attorney. Have a print-off about how you want to have your own life protected and all options exhausted. You can get a print-off for your wallet, and then people can see that in the ER and understand what your desires are. And today, I speak to everyone elderly. You remain important to God and other people. You are here for a purpose. Every person can do things with God's help to bring glory to Him and do great things. You are special. God made you on purpose for a purpose, even if you feel weak. never believe the lies that your life does not have that quality of life. You have quality. You are made in God's image. And I thank God for you. Remember, God uses the weakest to show himself the strongest. Today, I want you to take God's word for it in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, in which the Lord said, "My grace, my favor, and loving kindness and mercy, my grace is enough for you, sufficient against any danger, and enables you to bear the trouble manfully. For my strength and power are made perfect, fulfilled and completed, and show themselves most effective in your weakness." Amazing. Think about that. And then it goes on to say, "Therefore, I will all the more gladly glory in my weaknesses and infirmities, that the strength and power of Christ, the Messiah, may rest, yes, may pitch a tent over and dwell upon me." I see that happening with my Grandma Hilda. Different people continue to attest how she is used to point them to that childlike faith, that beautiful love of Jesus in her. So let's pray. And I'm going to pray also for and with the elderly. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you never forget us. You love us all the same, no matter the age. We thank you that you are with us. I pray that you would protect the lives of those who cannot defend themselves. I pray that you would send them reminders of your love this week, and that they are important to you. I pray for deliverance from evil. I pray for your just overall blessing upon those who feel like they're too old to do something. Help them to see how you are still shining through them. And I thank you that you are with them. I also, right now, I pray with those who desire to put their faith and trust in you. Lord Jesus, we welcome you in our hearts. We confess you as Lord, and we repent from our sins. We depend on you for salvation, and we just love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Today, I want to remind you to remind others to report to the Lord for action, even if you're elderly. And you know what? You're not that old. I'm sure of it. If you're listening to this, you have a lot of abilities, and you can do great things through Christ. And age is a mindset. It's not a number. So I just want to encourage you to put your faith in Christ. He'll do the rest. And remember Psalm 34:10. Those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Let's seek him together. He is the prize. And remember, Jesus saves. And send your prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org.
That has been Praying Pals with host Stacy Ruth Stolting.